الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كمثل الشيطان إذ قال للإنسان اكفر فلما كفر قال إني بريء منك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Our open enemy was Iblis, was Shaitan, working against us with different weapons, with different traps. We need to be warned, we need to be careful, we need to be conscious. Because whenever any enemy is challenging us and we can see them, we can see their weapons at that time, facing them is easy, planning against them is easy. But the enemy who is unseen for us, we don't know what kind of weapons and traps he is coming for us, and when and where he is going to trap us. At that time, really, it is difficult to face such a great or big enemy. But as we all know, always we are saying and reading, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. This is only one way. There is only one shelter which can protect us from the traps and whispering of Iblis and Shaitan. And that is going under the shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we are always seeking help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His shelter, His refuge, then inshallah we are under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this Iblis or this Shaitan cannot do anything against us. But if we are not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not seeking His help, we are not calling Him, we are not doing His dhikr, we are not remembering Him, at that time, holy soul, we are under the control of Iblis. And anyone who is under the control of Iblis, so he will not get any success here and hereafter. Because at the end of the world, destination of Iblis is hellfire, and he is willing to put all human beings in that hellfire. But what is our duty? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proud on mankind. When He made this human being, He is proud. And He named this Ashraful Makhluk, the best of the creatures. And what is the destination of this best of the creature? That is next to Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. In the paradise. So anyone who would like to stay with Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi wa sallam at the day of judgment and in the paradise, he or she needs to stay with Muhammad or Muhammad in this world. He or she must to follow the footsteps of Muhammad or Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
So last week we discussed different ministers of Iblis who are working with him, and every morning and every evening they are having their meetings, and different ministers are reporting to the Iblis what kind of successes they got during the day, and then they plan for night or for the next day. We discuss first minister, that was Walha, and that is usually to create doubts in the minds about the good deeds. Usually people are having doubts in their wudu, people are having doubts in their namaz. This is first rakat, second rakat, whether that was wrong or right. When they are going inside that, at that time different kinds of doubts are coming. The second one was Hafaf, and usually he is to scare the people, and especially at nights and in the deserts or when people are alone, maybe in their house and in their room. So different kinds of whispering they are sending to scare the people from different things. The third one was Zalanbur, and he is appointed for the businessmen or the people who are in the markets or the shops, and usually they are lying to sell their products. So Islam promotes the people should work, people should do the business, but with honesty. The simple thing is, anyone who would like to do business, so he can fix the price. Anyone who would like will buy, and then there is no need to say different kinds of lies just to sell something, or just to make 1 or 2 or 10 pound profit. If 10 pound profit is coming with 10 lies, then that does not work. As a Muslim, we should stay وَكُونُ مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. We should stay with the truthful people, and we should also apply truth in our life, in our business, in our jobs. The next minister, that is Sabr, and this minister usually when there is any problem, any calamity, any death, so people are doing a lot of jala or faza, they are crying, they are tearing their dress, or they are hitting themselves. So usually this kind of whispering is coming from this shaitan. And the fifth one was Abiyaz. This Abiyaz, he is giving different kind of whisperings to Anbiya, to Saliheen, to good people. And especially he is provoking the anger among the people, among the family members, among husband and wife, sisters, brother, community members, so that they should have quarrels and fights with each other. The sixth one, that is A'war. This Iblis or this Shaitan is appointed to provoke lusty desires. Aurton aur mardon mein shahwat ko badhata hai. So with lusty desires, so usually people are going to commit adultery and different things. And adultery then involving many people, and anyone who is involved in adultery, then usually he is not or she is not having good name among the society, as well as among the people he or she has not good name, at the same time among angels and next to Muhammad wa ali Muhammad alayhi wasallam. She is known as a notorious person. They are not having good name next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is a good example. There was a person who done worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a lot of years, many years. And due to his worship, due to his ibadah, he became mustajab al-da'wat. Whatever he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was providing his dua or accepting his dua. Once a girl became sick, and whatever the treatment was available, they done. But she was not cured. And ultimately someone told the brothers, Now why not you should visit this Barsisa? His name was Barsisa, and he was on the top of a mountain, he was worshipping over there. So when this guy with brothers came to this person, so then Shaitan came, this hour came to him and told him, tell them they should leave this girl here and he will do worship and he will do dua and he will do the treatment. So this was the first motivation for Barsisa. And when the brothers went at night when they were alone, then again Iblis came and inspired him to commit adultery. After doing that, she became pregnant. And then Iblis came and he again whispered, so now she is pregnant and when she will give birth to the baby. So then people will come against you and they will allege you, you have done this. Then Shaitan whispered him, why not you have to kill this girl and bury her at night so that nobody should know what happened. And when her brothers will come, so you can tell that she has gone. I don't know where she is. So on one side, this owl was whispering him to do all this, these things. And when he killed that girl and buried, then this owl went to the brothers of that girl and told them in the form, in the shape of a person, and told them, do you know what happened with your sister? That Barsisa Abel has killed your sister after committing adultery. So then they came and they dug the soil and then they took out the dead body and ultimately they went to the king of the time to decide what to do or what kind of punishment he wanted to give that person, Barsisa. Ultimately, because he killed that person and committed adultery, the king sentenced him for death. And when people were hanging him, at that time, again, this hour came and he said, if you ask me, I can protect you. I can save you from this hanging. And he said, what should I do? He said, instead of saying, La ilaha illallah, say, La ilaha illa Iblis. And when he said, at that time, people hanged him, and the person who worshipped for many, many years, his end of his life was without iman. So we need to be very, very careful. So these Iblis, these Shayateen are working against us. They are trying to remove our iman and our end should be without iman. So ye shaitan ke jo bahut har waqt din raat kaam karte rehte hain kabhi kya to hame koshish karni chahiye ki jo bhi soch aa rahi hai usko soche samjhe ki ye kya soch hai taki ye na ho ki hamari ibadat bhi khatam ho jaye hamari neki sakhawat aur aakhirkar hamari jab maut ho to wo bhi iman ki halat par na ho. So we need to be careful, and especially this shaitan awar, he is appointed for these things to provoke the lusty desires among ladies and the gents and to commit adultery and different kinds of sins. The next shaitan, the next minister, his name is Dasim. Dasim duty is in the houses. The people are living in the houses and he is also living with them. Anyone who is coming and entering in the house without saying salam, so when someone says salam and then enters into the house, at that time this Iblis, this Dasim cannot enter in that house. If someone is going inside the house without saying salam, so then this is also going with the person, maybe woman, maybe man, and then when Dasim is inside the house, usually there are arguments and the quarrels among husband and wife and family members inside the house. The best way to protect is whenever we are entering into the house, whether somebody is there or not, we have to say loudly, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
And again, when people are eating in the houses without saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, so then this Dasim is also partner of the food, and that food then has not good effects on our spirituality and our body. So with that food we can have different physical diseases as well as spiritual diseases. So the one way to be protected from this dasim, we can say this dasim, a'udhu billahi minhu. Dasim, a'udhu billahi minhu. Allah give me shelter, protect me from the shar of Dasim. The next minister, his name is Matrash. Matrash, what is his duty? He is spreading the lies or news which has no reality. Different kinds of news, for example, different kinds of allegation or different kind of news is transferring from one person to the other person. Someone was saying this, someone was saying this, someone has done this. Actually, there is no reality. So that's why in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, whenever any person is bringing any kind of news to you, then what is your duty? Aapki zimmedari ye ki jab bhi koi shakhs aapko khabar de, aap pehle tahqeeq karein. You have to do research about that news, whether that is right or wrong, is there any reality or not, and what is the source of that news. So nowadays we are getting different kinds of text messages, and sometimes when we are going, what is the source or what is the reality actually, that thing, whether that has gone or maybe there is no reality at all. So whenever any kind of news from any source, maybe email, maybe text, maybe from face-to-face words people are saying, especially that news that is against a Mu'min brother or sister, or maybe against some cousin or family brothers, we need to be patient, we need to be tolerant, and we need to do research with patience whether that is right or wrong. And once we know if that is right news, that is the reality, then that does not mean we must be angry and we have to create a quarrel. No. Then we need how, if that is the right news, then how we can resolve that problem, or how we can change his or her mind, why he or she was thinking like this for me. The next minister, his name is Qanzar. And he is appointed on different persons, especially different kind of musical instrument he is providing or spreading among the people. And when people are friendly with music, then automatically he is extracting one kind of character from the mankind, and that is called zeal, that is ghairat. So this Qanzar, his duty is on the persons to scratch out the virtue of ghairat from the people. When people are not having zeal for his relatives, wives, sisters, brothers, you know why? We are having very, very great ghairat, but when our sisters and daughters, they are not having hijab, we are silent, we are not saying anything. What is the reason? Hum kyun masal jab guna ho rahe hote hamare aage hamare behne bacche biwiyan ye kaam karte hain, hum chup rehte hain, hijab nahi karte, hum kuch nahi kehte, kyunki amar bil maruf ke mukhtalif darje hain, ya to haath se insaan roke ya zuban se roke, ya kam se kam dil se bura jaane. اور اس کو ہم مسلسل کرتے رہنا چاہیے, کبھی نہ کبھی تو اثر ضرور ہوتا ہے. لیکن اس شیطان کے کیا ہے, کنزر کی یہ ذمہ داری ہے کہ وہ لوگوں سے غیرت کو نکال لیتا ہے, اور پھر ان کے لیے کوئی اثر نہیں ہوتا کہ اس کے گھر والے کچھ بھی کرتے رہے. سو دس از آور ڈیوٹی وین وی آر گارڈین, وین وی آر ایلڈر آف دا فیملی, ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم we need to control different people who are under our custody. The next shaitan, his name is Dahar, and this minister, he is appointed to give different kinds of problems and pains and difficulties to the mu'mineen, especially in the dreams. You know, people are having different kinds of dreams. Ab khabu mein insaan jo hai, mukhtalif kisam ke drone khab dekhta hai. So these dreams, scary dreams, these are coming from this kind of iblis. And even ladies, they are having different kinds of dreams. Gents, they are having different kinds of dreams. So different kinds of bad dreams, usually these are also coming from shayateen. So we should not be very, very concerned for each and every dream. Most of the dreams are dreams of shayateen. So if we sleep with wuzu, if we eat a few hours before sleep, and if we have evacuated urine and stools before sleeping, and we are sleeping with wuzu and reading Alhamdulillah and Qul, inshallah we will not have these kind of dreams. But we are when we are not careful for all these things, we are not doing all these things, usually we are having different kinds of bad dreams, or scary dreams, or dreams which are again creating different kinds of arguments and quarrels among family members. Usually the origin of this dream is from Iblis. So we need to be more careful, and we need to purify ourselves so that we should be protected from this kind of dream. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat, wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bis sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والارض ذا الجلال والاكرام رب الارباب واله كل مولوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط انت الله لا اله الا انت الاحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وانت الله لا اله الا انت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة النساء العالمين
اللهم صل على
الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحدي
اللهم صل على
اللهم عجل ظهورا إنه يرانه بعيدا ونراه كريما برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأطمئن لإنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. The great personality who is model of akhlaq and taqwa for us, that is Holy Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Few points which was the sunnah of our Prophet, what he was doing. So usually he was washing his hairs of his head or with lotus tree or sidr he was always washing with that material. The next thing, whenever he was coming out, always he was combing his hair, and especially he was using water to make straight his hair. And he said, this using water is good to make your hairs with beautiful fragrance. And he was also cutting his nails, especially on Friday, and he was digging the soil and putting the nails in nail, and especially the hairs when he was cutting his hairs, and blood. So he was digging the soil and putting into the soil, and he also used khizab, the different kind of dyes, maybe henna or maybe other colors. So he was using this as sunnah of Rasulullah, and he was using different kind of oil to do massage of his body, especially Rogan-e Banafsha he was using, and extra hairs, armpit or the other, especially when the boys, they are becoming baligh, so there are different growth of different kinds of hair, and this was also sunnah of the Prophet, and he also highly recommended to remove these hairs regularly. And then he was also using surma. So you know what is surma? Every night he was using surma in his eyes, and especially he was doing miswak on many times a day. And this is a sunnah which is also highly recommended by Rasulullah Rasulullah. This is good for our teeth, this is good for our hygiene. At the same time, it is good when we are going to the mosque and we getting ready for wudu. At that time, we have to do miswak. This is sunnah of Rasulullah as well. So his budget, even he was spending more budget on his perfumes, sprays and perfumes. He was spending more budget on sprays and perfumes as compared to his food. So that is the sunnah of Rasulullah. And whenever he was coming out from his house from a long distance, he himself had a fragrance from his body, especially when you read the Hadith Qisa. So special fragrance came from different bodies. So he himself had good fragrance from his body, but at the same time he was using different kind of perfumes. So this is sunnah of Rasulullah. And after doing wudu, he had something like musk. So when his hands were wet, so he with wet hands he was touching a part of musk. And that was also giving a beautiful fragrance from his body and from his hands. And again, this is a sunnah to cut mustaches, making it beautiful every Friday or whenever that is needed. And this is sunnah of different prophets. And this is also good, you are respecting Karam-e-Katibin, the different angels who are with you to write down. So this is showing a kind of respect to them as well. And there is another aloes wood or balsam that is usually in Makkah. And when you people are burning that wood, that is called oud. So this, after burning of that oud or aloes wood, so the smoke that comes out, with the smoke there is a beautiful fragrance as well. And Prophet was also doing all these things. So these are different tips. So Prophet was using, why not we have to follow our Prophet at the same time. There are many other benefits as well. So inshallah, every day from 5 to 7, every Sunday, 5 to 7, we are planning to have a youth chit-chat class, so there will be different items, especially whatever they will recommend, we will start. But at the same time, especially those youths who are not good in the recitation of Quran, so half an hour we will fix for that, and rest of the time that will be, we will discuss with question and answer on different topics. Every Sunday, 5 to 7, so please send your youth to get maximum benefit from these classes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar.